This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
As always, you can bring up whatever you want, and we're going to tell you more about the latest from Catalonia. It was a week ago that they had a historic referendum vote that was supposed to be a non-binding referendum. The state of, or the nation of Spain certainly was not going to recognize the vote. They don't want Catalonia to leave, and they're not the only ones. Hundreds of thousands of people have taken to the streets in Catalonia to protest against its secession from Spain. So loyalists.
Did the Spanish police come and kick their heads in and stuff?
I doubt it.
With the other folks?
I doubt it. But we'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
That's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Brother Ian. Good evening. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was talking to you a little bit last night, in fact, about Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederate States of America. Before you ask, Brother Ian, I know I got to spell everything out for you. There,
Yeah, it's important. Because not everybody listening.
I'm going to try to be as two-dimensional.
I appreciate that. Not everybody listening knows all about history or whatever, so thanks.
Well, I'm not worried about the people listening.
Well, I am, because we're doing a radio show, and those are the ones who are the most important.
That's the only reason we're talking to you, Ricky. The audience.
Now, a couple points here. Now, I made the point that Abraham Lincoln was a lying, emancipating, white supremacist son of a bitch. And I would say this about Jefferson Davis, that he was not a liar.
Oh, I bet he was. If he's in government, you can almost guarantee he was a liar.
I don't think you... Ian, since you don't understand a damn thing I'm talking about, I don't know if you're really in the position to say.
Oh, yes, I am. If somebody is a government head, if they are a head of state, it's almost a guarantee that that person is dishonest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I think that's the same for people that got their fingers on buttons, too.
Is that an attack against board operators? Radio?
People that are afraid of the truth. And I'm going to give you an example of that. But you keep wasting time talking about bibble babble. Now, Jefferson Davis was a good humanitarian man.
Okay.
And
tell us why.
That, I'm going to give you a couple points. He wasn't a white supremacist. I'm going to give an example of that. Now, something Lincoln was absolutely not interested in was educating the slaves. Wasn't interested. In fact, Lincoln wanted to take them and put them all over there in Africa. And he wanted to have all the white-skinned people here. See, he's only interested in the black-skinned slaves. The other ones, I guess, were okay. Now, let's take a look at Jefferson Davis. Now, Jefferson Davis, one of his biggest things was educating the slaves, higher education, training in the South.
But keeping them slaves.
Huh?
But keeping them as slaves?
Okay, that's the other thing. And so you can pull that crap. So the next time we talk about slavery, because what I'd like to see is you, for once, to be honest and not be so PC.
I'm just trying to understand what you're saying. You said Jefferson Davis wanted to educate the slaves. So he wanted them educated, but he wanted to keep them as slaves?
Yeah, well, the problem here is...
They were his family, Brother Ian. They looked upon their master as their family.
Kind of a strange relationship, right?
It may very well be the case in some circumstances. The difficulty is here, Ricky, is that you have, I'm going to presume, some depth of knowledge around Jefferson Davis that Ian and I don't share. Ian, you know, Ian doesn't purport himself as a historian, and I just don't know.
I didn't pay attention in history class. It was boring.
I just don't know that much about Jefferson Davis. And
right.
We sort of have to accept everything you say about the president of the Confederacy, an organization that was created almost entirely to preserve slavery.
And what's really wrong with that? We can talk about the
what's wrong with preserving slavery.
You got it, Brother Ian. See, you don't realize.
Do we really have to answer that question, Ricky? Thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, if it's not self evident, what is wrong with slavery? That you are enslaving and keeping another human being against their will, forcing them to do things that they otherwise might not want to do.
the force of a lash.
What's wrong with that? The threat of violence? The threat of death? If you try to leave? What's wrong with that? It's pretty clear what's wrong with that. And if it's not clear to you, then I'm sorry. You're the one with the problem.
Well,
the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE.
His statement was that we have slavery now, and I would say that we have a...
You know, I agree.
There.
I didn't hear him say that. I'm sorry. I missed that part.
Yeah, slavery has existed since... Well, probably before the Agrarian Revolution. If it appeared during the Agrarian Revolution, then likely it existed before that. And yes, there are forms of slavery even in existence here in the United States, but they're not like chattel slavery where people were beaten for not working and owned and were forced to do certain labor. Like, you know, there's some differences there. Their children were born into bondage. I guess, anyway.
People were bought and sold.
So,
at auction?
Yeah.
It was, you know, horrifying. And that's not to say that people aren't still enslaved today. It's a different kind of slavery. It's a kinder, gentler slavery. It's a slavery where you get to choose your plantation for the most part and, you know, kind of choose your vocation rather than just being forced to work at whatever the taskmaster determines that you have to do, or the man with the whip. In this case, we don't have men with whips. There are men with cars and flashing lights and guns and badges, and they're a little less ever present in our lives, thankfully, than, you know, the taskmaster, or the people that would have been behind you while you were picking cotton or whatever the task might have been.
Just so long as you never test how long your chain is, then you'll never feel it pulling you back.
You're talking about nowadays?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. There's definitely chains there, but they're a little bit, the load is a little bit lighter. And you also are able to take care of yourself. So today's slaves, you know, you kind of choose your own housing. You choose your own, you know, foods for the most part, and it's much nicer.
Entertainment's a heck of a lot better.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about that. In fact, that's part of the problem is people are so well entertained today that they don't realize how tethered that they are. And they're so comfortable, which is why we don't have people out in the streets protesting in any meaningful numbers. It's not like Catalonia where you've got hundreds of thousands of people in the streets. How often does that happen in the United States? It's very, very rare.
It's just Ian's form. Ian, your form of your particular form of personal entertainment is calling for secession and overthrow and revolution.
No, I don't call for revolution. I don't call for overthrow. I want people to. I'd rather have people ignore the government than to throw
some
it
music
over
to my ears.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. But unfortunately, the government at this point can't be ignored because they're more ever present than you can easily get away with ignoring them. I mean, they're tentacles, if you will, get into all manner of different areas of life. Now, as you say, Johnny Ray, if you don't pull at the chains, you may not notice that they're there. People that just sort of plug in and go to a job and then, you know, go home and watch TV and then repeat that process over until they retire is, you know, not as likely to notice how bad things really are. But you know, try to start your own business and you'll start to see some of the government restrictions and controls that are put on you.
I mean, every time you look at your paycheck and you see that the government has taken a portion of the fruits of your labor, you'll see some of the aspects of this. I mean,
sure, but you can write that off and say, well, that's the price you pay to live in civilization.
Yeah, that would be what you would say, right?
Harriet Tubman, yes. I freed 1,000 slaves. I would have freed 1,000 more had they only known they were slaves.
Right. So, which
same problem today.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what the context of it was, but
many of them uneducated, and if you're raised in a situation of slavery, it's all that you know. So, you know, you don't realize necessarily in a situation like that what you're missing out on, which is the most insidious form of slavery, and that is that, you know, somebody who does not even understand their enslavement.
Right. So those people were working, and they had the fruits of their labor taken from them. Now, they were forced to do a certain job, which is different than what we have today. But if you choose to work today, some portion of the fruits of your labor will be taken. And obviously, it's told that it's, you know, to take care of you. But a slave owner had to take care of his property in order to, you know, make these things happen. So citizenship is a much kinder, much gentler form of slavery. But it's difficult to argue that it's anything else.
You can choose your master from one of two choices.
Which ones?
Whichever ones they give you. Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, but you don't actually get a responsive vote.
Oh, I understand.
Your vote doesn't make a difference.
The toll-free number. Well, I understand that too. Yeah. But the illusion of you get to choose, again, you're only choosing between the two options they give you anyway. Even if it was a responsive vote, it wouldn't matter. 855-450-FREE. Freedom.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
I think the fiction is easier because the stories kind of tell themselves because of what I do. Now, it may if I didn't do what I did for a living and I said, well, let me imagine what happens with a whistleblower. Let me imagine what happens when a pharmaceutical company kills people with a dangerous pharmaceutical. Let me imagine what happens when a mega corporation pollutes an entire waterway for 300,000 people. Let me imagine that. It's tough to imagine, but it's very easy to write when you're actually in the middle of that and you're experiencing what's happening firsthand. When you write a fiction book and it's based on reality, it just seems to very often write itself.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Decatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live dial toll free and bring up whatever you want. Coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Current Time. We'll share whatever game that is. He says it is Stormbound.
My game of the past 2 days.
Stormbound is what Johnny Ray's been playing. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. Also, the latest from the Catalan independence movement, Catalonia. Many people there want to get out of Spain, and a lot of people want to stay. They are the ones who took to the streets today. Over 300,000 estimated in the streets of Catalonia. We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. And you want to sleep well at night? Check out MyPillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's been great for me. I've used it for more than a year now. And, Mark, you also have a MyPillow.
Yeah.
Unlike your regular pillows that you've had throughout your life, the MyPillow is actually washable. You can put it in the washer and the dryer. It is designed for that. You go to MyPillow.com. You can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and that will get you your MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one. It is up to you how many to get. The discount code, again, is FTL, like Free Talk Live. And if you don't like it for whatever reason, within the first 60 days, you can send it back, and they'll send you your purchase price back to you. Plus, the pillow, if you keep it, is guaranteed to last for 10 years. So go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We go to the story from Reuters about what happened today in Spain. Hundreds of thousands of people have taken to the streets in the capital, Barcelona, of Catalonia today to express their opposition to declaring independence from Spain, showing how divided the region is on the issue. A crowd estimated by local police to number about 350,000 waved Spanish and Catalan flags and carried banners saying, "Catalonia is Spain, and together we are stronger." They poured into the city center after politicians on both sides hardened their positions in the country's worst political crisis for decades. And the country's only been around in its current makeup since 1978, I believe, so, you know, just about 40 years. Two more Catalonia.
I wonder what their point is that Catalonia is stronger with Spain.
Well, I don't know. It's just a slogan.
Right. I don't know either.
Two more Catalonia-based companies set board meetings for Monday to decide whether to shift their head offices out of the region, adding to the intense pressure that Catalan leader Charles Puigdemont is under to back away from declaring independence when he addresses the regional parliament on Tuesday. So the declaration was originally expected tomorrow, but it sounds like it might have moved to Tuesday. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said Saturday he would not rule out removing Catalonia's government and calling a fresh local election if it claimed independence, as well as suspending the wealthy region's existing autonomous status. Well, what does it really mean to be autonomous? I mean, if you can't actually leave the organization, then how autonomous are you? I mean, autonomous is to be independent, right? Autonomous is that you have self-government. And so it's kind of a joke to claim that Catalonia is autonomous and then say, well, we're just going to strip you of your government.
Autonomy.
We're going to strip you of your claim to independence. We'll call a new election and remove all of your currently elected people by force, if necessary. Catalonia, which has its own language and culture and is led by a pro-independence regional government, held a referendum a week ago over secession in defiance of Spain's constitutional court, which had declared that vote to be illegal.
No votes. No votes. We will have no votes here in this democracy.
No, and they literally brought out shock troops in the form of thousands of police from across the rest of the country to come in on cruise ships that they had rented, complete with Looney Tunes characters on the sides of the ships, and just sort of a bizarre
Warner Brothers chagrin.
Yeah, and a very bizarre twist to the story. And then they brought those troops out into the streets. They shut down polling locations. They stole millions of ballots. And then they proceeded to physically attack the people who attempted to try to go and vote, including drop-kicking them off of stairwells, throwing them downstairs, grabbing them by the hair, throwing them outside. All of this was captured on at least one video, and that was just the one video I saw. I mean, who knows how many other videos there were of the atrocities over there being committed against these people.
Just need one.
Just because they want to leave. Just because they want to be left alone. More than 90% of those who voted did back the secession viewpoint, but opinion polls on the issues suggest the region is more closely divided. Turnout for the referendum was 43%, with most residents who wish to remain in Spain staying home.
Right. I mean, you wouldn't know necessarily. I mean, the problem here is that the Spanish government decided that they were going to react very poorly to this and thus call this a, you know, invalid vote. So the people who were for it, for staying in Spain, wouldn't come out and vote. And those that were for secession then get to claim victory. Plus the fact that they got beaten up on the way to the polls. So, yeah, I mean, it's a PR disaster.
The anti-independence demonstration today, which included Catalans and people from other parts of Spain. I wonder what the breakdown was of the 350,000 people that were in the Catalonia region to protest.
Go march at home. Leave us alone.
Right. How many of those 350,000 had come in from other areas of Spain? Well, anyway, we're not going to find that out. But underlined how the dispute has riven the region itself. A month ago, 1 million people rallied in the city to support independence. And they said there were only about 350,000 today who were against independence. Quote, "We feel both Catalan and Spanish." Araceli Pons, age 72, said during Sunday's rally. He continued, or she, not sure, saying, "We are facing a tremendous unknown. We will see what happens this week, but we have to speak out very loudly so they know what we want." Mr. Puigdemont will address the Catalan Parliament at 6 p.m. on Tuesday on the current political situation amid speculation he could ask the Assembly to declare independence, which if they do, will put them all in jeopardy, I think, of being arrested. The national government has been very clear that they intend to use whatever violence is necessary and have threatened the politicians in the Catalan region with punishment if they go forward with this.
I wonder what happens if the police, the Catalan police, begin to protect the Catalan politicians from whomever might come and arrest them.
Excellent question.
Yeah. I mean, this
that
is when
sounds like war.
Yeah. Once you have an organization of force and violence, defensive or offensive, you say what you want. You really can't claim that police aren't an organization of force and violence. Once you have two organizations of force and violence going at each other, you basically have the definition of a war.
Puigdemont said in an interview broadcast on Catalan television Sunday that a law passed by the Catalan Parliament preparing the way for the referendum called for a declaration of independence in the event of a yes vote. He says, "We will apply what the law says." According to a partial transcript released by TV3, Puigdemont said he had not been in contact with the Madrid government for some time because Spain refused to discuss independence. He says, quote, "What is happening in Catalonia is real, whether they like it or not. Millions of people have voted who want to decide. We have to talk about this," he said. Mariano Rajoy, however, has said that repeatedly he will not talk to Catalan leaders unless they drop their plans to declare independence. So you got yourself a stalemate here, a standoff. And there's more to come. We'll share, or you can share with us your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And by the way, a bunch of companies have been leaving the Catalan region over this. They've been pulling out, moving their headquarters to other areas of Spain, interestingly. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're talking secession again because it's a hot topic in some of the nations of the world. Cameroon, we covered their secession movement earlier tonight, and the much more, I guess, headline-generating movement over in Catalonia. There's a lot of talk about what's happening there with, today, over 350,000 people coming out and protesting against secession. The loyalists, if you will, the people who want to keep Spain together had come out. In fact, they came out from other areas of Spain into the Catalan region to protest. And my question is, what was the breakdown of this crowd? Because, first of all, their size was lower than the people who came out in favor of independence. So there supposedly was 1 million people that came out in the streets prior to the vote to protest in favor of independence in Catalonia, whereas now you're talking only about 300 to 350,000 coming out to protest against independence.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people, yeah. But again, it was admitted that some of them were from outside of Catalonia, so how many of them were?
It does seem like Catalonia wouldn't be able to draw very many marchers for its independence, if that makes sense. It would be a good idea if the Basques would come and march with the Catalans, but they may or may not do that. Whereas I can totally see, you know, the sort of controlled opposition coming in and, you know, marching from all over. Hey, it's really important. Here's our Catalan flag. We really want to stay.
Right. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. So we were talking about what happened last week in Catalonia, where they had this historic referendum vote on whether or not the state should leave and become its own country. And 90% of the people who did vote voted in favor of independence. But the argument, of course, from the other side is, well, this vote was considered to be illegal by the Supreme Court of Spain, and so therefore the people who support Spain staying together, they didn't come out and vote because they didn't want to give any legitimacy to the vote. But nonetheless, estimates say that it was over 40% of the population who did come out and vote. And here in the United States, if 5% comes out to a vote, they consider that to be a legitimate election.
Yeah.
But regardless, obviously there are going to be people who want to stay
in.
When
all the teachers come and vote on the in the school board elections or whatever,
that's it.
That sort of thing, they call that legitimate.
Right. So, obviously, the people, there are going to be people in the Catalan region who want to stay in, so certainly some of the opposition there is legitimate, but nonetheless, it's an interesting story because it's not just the people that have taken to the streets, and by the way, according to the report here at Reuters, in a week ago when they had this vote, the thousands of cops were sent in from across Spain. 900 people were injured when officers fired rubber bullets and charged crowds with truncheons in scenes that shocked Spain and the world and dramatically escalated the dispute. And made it crystal clear to many who were on the fence that maybe there was a reason to leave Spain.
Just in case you wondered.
Losing Catalonia is almost unthinkable for the Spanish government, says Reuters. It would deprive Spain of about 16% of its people, a fifth of its economic output, and more than a quarter of its exports. There's widespread opposition to a Catalan breakaway among people in the rest of the country. The political standoff has pushed banks and companies to move their headquarters outside of Catalonia. The board of Catalonia-based infrastructure firm Abertis will meet tomorrow to discuss moving its head office elsewhere in Spain, a source familiar with the matter said. Real estate firm Inmobiliaria Colonial also called a board meeting for Monday to discuss moving their head office out of Catalonia. Companies that have already decided to move include Spain's third biggest lender, Colexia Bank, and the fifth biggest, Sabadell.
I would guess that this comes down to Spain's membership in the EU. So Catalonia leaves Spain. Right.
Yep.
They do not automatically become a member of the EU.
Correct.
Nor do they, you know, there's no particular reason to believe that the EU will offer them membership. I suspect that they would after a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But what is that period of time? I don't have an answer for you. If I run a company whose headquarters are in Catalonia, then I won't be able to do business across the European Union.
And it's also possible that these companies are worried about fallback or fallout from the Spanish government as well. Like, if we don't show our loyalty to the Spanish government, you know, for instance, banks here are already the ones that are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So if these national banks that happen to be headquartered in Catalonia don't move their headquarters to show solidarity with the national government, they lose potentially, you know, the ability to do business in the rest of the country. Right? The politicians could very well turn their evil eye against anybody that seemed to be as a loyalist to Catalonia.
Spain couldn't do anything about it if Catalonia became a member of the European Union.
Sure.
But they can do something about keeping Catalonia from becoming a member of the European Union.
Yeah.
So that's really what it comes down to.
Well, and they can also bring extra regulatory attention on any companies that stick around in Catalonia and
right.
don't abandon ship and go back to the rest of Spain.
What I would be more worried about is whether or not they would penalize companies that do any business in Catalonia.
Good question. Let's talk to Nick in New Jersey. Listening to WPG, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Nick.
Listen, I've been listening to you guys talk about this quite a lot. Like, I don't know whether you're very concerned what's going on there or you're just, like, giving us the information about what's going on there. I know how you feel about government getting in our business. How do you feel about what's your take on what should the United States do about this? How far should it go? Or should we just sit back and watch?
Yeah, the United States government should have no business in other countries whatsoever. So the government needs to get out of other countries' business. It needs to withdraw its troops from the rest of the world. It needs to be not isolationist, but it needs to be non-interventionist. So, yes, sitting back and watching. Now, if you personally want to take a side, then I would say you should do what you want. You should support. If you want one side or the other to be successful and you want to send them money or, you know, go and volunteer your time for them or something like that, spread memes about them on the internet, whatever it is that you think is appropriate to do, then I say do it. But as far as the U.S. government is concerned, it's none of their business.
Yeah, I agree. We should stay the hell out of it. It's none of our business. You know?
But that's, I think it's instructive.
We got enough problems here.
No doubt. And the reason why I think it's important to talk about these secessionist movements is because I think decentralization is an important principle. That is to say, to get away from centralization of power, to decentralize that power, to put more power in the hands of the people and the smaller states, rather than having these big national governments having so much control over our lives. So whenever I see an area of a country like Catalonia wanting to secede from the larger nation that they're a part of, or maybe California seceding from the U.S., or Texas seceding from the U.S., or, you know, Cameroon, or wherever, I think those are noteworthy stories, because I think that's one of the most important trends that we can have here in the 21st century, is political devolution, or evolution, depending on how you want to look at it.
I also think that it's important that we discuss it to bring light to any violence might occur and to prevent violence that may move forward. If secessions or political divisions can occur around the world without people dying, then more people can get autonomy, more people will have the life that they want to have. Here in the United States, we think that people have to die if somebody talks about secession. And that's a real problem.
I like Nick? The way you broke it down, guys.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number here is 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. Concern is growing in EU capitals about the impact of the crisis on the Spanish economy, the fourth largest in the Eurozone, and on possible spillovers to other economies. Some European officials are also worried that any softening in Spain's stance toward Catalan independence could fuel secessionist feelings among other groups in Europe, such as Belgium's Flemings and Italy's Lombards. Until the weekend, Rajoy has remained vague on whether he would take an unprecedented step of triggering Article 155 of the Constitution, the so-called nuclear option, which we'll tell you about coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial on in toll free and join us on the radio waves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 as the conflict in Catalonia is about to heat up again. I mean, it's been pretty heated up, but last week on Sunday they had a referendum vote that, well, the Spanish government really did not want them to have. They trotted in troops, floated them in on cruise ships, thousands of armed men and women calling themselves the police, coming in and literally stealing ballots before the vote, and then coming in and trying to lock up the voting locations, prohibiting people from coming into the location to actually cast a vote, and physically attacking those who actually did try to come into any of those locations and cast a vote. It was horrifying. And yet, millions of people did successfully vote on Sunday, and they voted overwhelmingly to secede from Spain. Tomorrow, or Tuesday, rather, late Tuesday, the one of the Catalan official types, his name Puigdemont, he is going to be Charles, or Carles, rather. He's a Catalan leader there in the regional parliament. They're going to be meeting and possibly declaring independence from Spain, which leads to the next big question, and that is, according to the Reuters story here, Reuters.com, reporting about one of the Spanish loyalists in government there, Mariano Rajoy. He has remained vague on whether he would take the unprecedented step of triggering Article 155.
Now, this is what you call the nuclear option.
This is what they call the nuclear option. The Spanish Constitution, Article 155, enables him to sack the regional government and call a new local election. So basically it would come in there and essentially dissolve the so-called autonomous government of the Catalan region. So it's right there in the, you know, the Constitution. Basically, if any of the regional governments start acting up, then we can just come on in there and wipe them out. So there is no leaving, according to their constitution, just like here in the United States.
I suspect Catalonia doesn't have its own military, and I suspect the Spain does.
However, if he was asked if he
now,
was...
I don't think the European Union will put up with that, but if it's done quickly enough, what are they going to do?
Yeah, what are they going to do? And again, as it was pointed out before, the European Union, some of them don't want to see secession because they're worried that other countries' secessionist movements will be emboldened by that that success, as they should be. And they don't want to see that happen.
I don't see the Netherlands rolling in troops.
However, asked if he was ready to do so, Rajoy told El País newspaper on Saturday, quote, "I don't rule anything out that is within the law. Ideally, we shouldn't have to take drastic solutions, but for that not to happen...
Ideally, we shouldn't have to kill people."
Yeah. But for that not to happen, there would have to be changes, unquote. And by changes, he means you don't leave. You stay, you do what we say. You get back in line, or else.
So I don't know a great deal about, you know, the Spanish Constitution or what the role of Catalonia is in Spain or anything like that. But what I see here is that they have enough of a movement that they could demand more autonomy for their autonomous region pretty handily. That the compromise would come down pretty quickly, if that makes sense. That they could say, well, look, you know, we want to do this, that, or the other, whatever those things might be. Spain... What Spain truly wants is the
tax
money.
Dollars.
Right, the VAT. They want that VAT, the VAT dollars.
Value-added tax is what it's right. called, as though taxes add value.
Yeah. Well, the
ridiculous.
we'll just call it a VAT then.
It just means that it's taxed at every step when value is added.
That's correct.
It's basically a sales tax, but a bit more than that, too.
So, the manufacturing level, the wholesale level, the retail level, VAT is added all along the way.
Yeah. They want that tax, and... When it's in Catalonia has a great, you know, it's a prosperous place, so they have sort of statistically more VAT going on in their region than most regions of Spain, and Spain wants that. I don't know what Catalonia wants precisely, besides those dollars spent locally, but they do have a good opportunity to negotiate here.
Rajoy said he planned to leave in Catalonia the 4,000 national police that the government had shipped in for the referendum until the crisis was over. So all those cops...
The crisis is created by the cops.
Yeah. All those cops on the cruise ships, they're going to be sitting pretty.
It's a tax crisis, if it's a crisis at all.
Yeah, imagine how much money those cops are making. I mean, if they've been trucked in from other areas of the country, they're not easily able to go home.
You're going
to
make Catalonians pay for their own beatings.
He ruled out using mediators.
We're going to beat the Catalonians, we're going to make them pay for it.
That's right. That's how it
works. Who's going to pay for it? The Catalans!
Yep.
What are they going to pay for? The beatings!
He ruled out using mediators
to resolve... That's 10 more beatings!
It's funny here, because we're not the ones being beaten.
It's true. Yeah.
He ruled out using mediators to resolve the crisis, by the way, something Puigdemont has said he's open to, and added the issue would not force a snap national election. Sunday's demonstration in Barcelona was organized by the anti-independence group Catalan Civil Society to mobilize what it believes is a silent majority that they say oppose independence. So far, though, the silent majority has not really shown themselves to be a majority. Only 350,000 of them came out today, and according to the article, not all of them were actually from the Catalan region.
Right.
Just like the police in the area are not from the region. The people who've come to demonstrate don't feel Catalan so much as Spanish, said 40-year-old engineer Raul Briones, wearing a Spanish national soccer team shirt. He says, quote, "We like how things have been up until now, and we want to go on like this."
It's interesting that they're using these soccer teams. Shirts. So Catalonia has its soccer team. Spain has its soccer team. Why? I mean, it might leave an outsider believing that this is about soccer. I mean, I don't know whether that's the case, and I'm going to presume it's not, but...
I sure hope not.
There should be something better than the soccer shirt going on here. I'm not going to show some kind of revolutionary spirit by wearing a Boston Red Sox jersey or something. Jersey might not be the right word.
Yeah, shirt. I don't know.
Shirt.
Outfit.
Outfit.
Finally, the rally was addressed by Nobel Prize-winning novelist Mario Vargas Llosa, who has dual Spanish and Peruvian nationality. He told reporters it showed that many Catalans, quote, don't want the coup d'etat the Catalan government is fostering. So again, this is yet another situation that is potentially poised to boil over here within the next 48 hours as the Catalan regional government plans to meet and possibly declare its independence from Spain. You've got 4,000 armed shock troops that are waiting and patrolling the streets. They're on these very large cruise ships with Tweety Bird on the side of them and other Looney Tunes characters, just showing the absolute absurdity of this entire situation. In fact, Warner Brothers demanded that their characters be covered up because they didn't consent to having their characters be a part of a police state oppression.
You will not beat your people in the name of Tweety Bird.
Of Looney Tunes, right. So just a crazy situation. You're welcome to comment here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And it would be interesting, you know, obviously a lot of Americans don't even know this situation is going on, which is one of the reasons why we're talking about it here, because, frankly, it's much more interesting to me than whether some players are taking a knee during a football game or whatever the heck it is that, you know, whatever mindless topic it is that the American news media is talking about tonight and this week. But, you know, this is an important story, and it would be interesting to find out what Americans think. I mean, you know, how do you weigh in on this? Do you think that they're, do you support independence for the Catalans, or do you think that they should be forced to stay in?
Best I can tell, most Americans are for other countries, you know, other regions being able to have their autonomy.
But does that hold true within America?
No, it doesn't.
So
once you start talking about changing around the stars and the flag,
then people freak out, get itchy.
That's what, you know, the issue seems to be. It's all about those stars.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Johnny Ray has been playing with magnets here the whole time. You want to weigh in on secession, Johnny Ray?
Democracy's for losers.
You don't vote. You're completely against voting.
I don't think that votes illustrate the will of the people.
What about people getting out into the streets?
No, I mean, that shows that a certain number of people want to go out into the streets, and that has some value.
Okay.
But the...
How can they illustrate their will, if not through voting and going out into the streets? What else?
A mobile app that, like My 411, what's it called?
Cell 411?
Yeah, Cell 411.
Now, how would that illustrate what they want, exactly? How would other people become aware of that?
They become aware of it however you make people aware of it, through social media or however you try and get the word out for something.
Cell 411 is a great app. In fact, Mark, you're wearing the T-shirt tonight here. And getcell411.com, great place to go and get that app.
Stop paying their taxes.
That's a good one. That's definitely a good one. Yeah, people in Catalonia, these people who are willing to...
How do you do that?
And then you have
to stop
app.
Paying.
No, you don't. Not with a VAT, you don't.
Oh, good point. You have
to stop buying things?
The companies would have to stop collecting it, yeah. Right? That's risky because then they put their companies on the line. There's more coming up. Hour 3.
Attention. Type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.